Oh, hello. Well, if you're here, I guess that can only mean one thing. Yes, it's another glorious episode of the Pub Quiz. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Grab yourself a drink, sit yourself down, and get yourself a pen and paper, because you'll need to write the answers down. I'll give you 10 questions and the answers, and then the golden question, and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. But before we get to that, here come them first 10 questions. Question number one, music. Which New Zealand artist's debut single was Royals, released back in 2013? Yes, that was 10 years ago. Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. What medieval code of conduct governed the behaviour of knights in Europe? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. What natural event is measured on the Richter scale? Nice and easy, that one. And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Who directed the 2017 film Dunkirk, starring Tom Hardy and Kenneth Branagh? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, general knowledge. Ganymede, the largest moon in our solar system, orbits which planet? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. What 2019 It song by Lil Nas X featured country star Billy Ray Cyrus? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. Which French queen was married to both Louis XVI and Louis XVII and was executed during the French Revolution? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. Which type of mushroom is commonly used in Japanese cuisine, especially in miso soup? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. David Crane and Marta Kaufman created which famous TV sitcom? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. Hey, question number 10, general knowledge. What does the acronym GPS stand for? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, I better give you some answers, hadn't I? All right, here we go. Get your pens ready, because here I go, go, go. Question number one, music. Which New Zealand artist's debut single was Royals? Released back in 2013, that was Lord. Is it Lord or Lorday? I'll never know. Question number two, history. What medieval code of conduct governed the behaviour of knights in Europe? That is chivalry. Question number three, around the world. Which natural event is measured on the Richter scale? That is an earthquake. Question number four, entertainment. Who directed the 2017 film Dunkirk? That was Christopher Nolan. Question number five, general knowledge. Ganymede, the largest moon in our solar system, orbits Jupiter. Question number six, music. Which 2019 hit song by Lil Nas X features country star Billy Ray Cyrus, that is Old Town Road? Question number seven, history. Which French queen was married to both Louis XVI and XVII and was executed during the French Revolution? That was Marie Antoinette. Question number eight, food and drink. Which type of mushroom is commonly used in Japanese cuisine? You know why I'm laughing already, don't you? It's a shiitake, isn't it? Question number nine, entertainment. David Crane and Marta Kaufman created Friends. And question number 10, general knowledge. What does the acronym GPS stand for? That stands for Global Positioning System. Right, here comes this week's golden question. Your chance to win yourself 25 quid. Are you ready? Here we go. Which famous scientist formulated the laws of motion and universal gravitation? Do you know the answer? Well, check you out. All you got to do is wait for a little ding from me, and that'll be in the app that goes with your digital assistant, you know, whatever brand you got. And if you're listening on the podcast, it will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.